Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for college basketball. It's time for college basketball, where points are scored. Two or three. It's time for college basketball on TV right now. It's time for college basketball.
It's bracket time.
Did you pick an upset? If you did, then oh boy, time for the game.
Yes, the iconic college basketball theme that not enough people know the words to.
Yeah, that's official, right?
Yeah. Points are scored. Two or three.
Right.
I think that's my favorite line.
Two or three.
And occasionally one. But yeah, I think that's my favorite line.
Right.
Points are scored. Two or three. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe.
What's
Happy
up?
Happy tournament day. Not much. I mean, it was... Yesterday we had the nice day pregame show. You want to do the nice day postgame show?
Sure.
It was nice yesterday. It was really nice.
I did
yard work.
Yep.
I gladly did yard work. That's sign of a really good day early in the year is when you're happy to do it.
Yep.
I was very happy to do it.
I got the grill out and all cleaned and ready to go.
I did also
the grill.
Grill
is ready.
I grilled steak.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was mid-July, doing yard work, grilling steak.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah, we just went chicken and vegetables, but... We're doing the flat grill again this year. So,
oh, flat top, huh?
Yeah, we have the flat top. So that's a different preparation process.
What's flat top life like?
Beginning of the year, you got to go through like an hour usually to you got to clean it, scrub it, and then re-season it. Re-seasoning it basically is just you pour olive oil, or you could do butter, but we do olive oil and just.
Okay.
Put it all the way up and let it burn off.
I have a flat top for over top of one of those open flames my wife got me. And I know you're supposed to season it. I've never done it yet.
Yeah.
But you do that. Why do you do that? What's the science behind that?
I think it keeps it from rusting, is maybe the number one reason. I don't know if it adds flavor or anything to it, too. I feel like it could.
Yeah.
Right. If you're almost cooking the oils into the stone, I guess. But I don't know if it actually works that way. I know for sure though that you're supposed to do it so that it doesn't rust.
Okay.
Because it can.
What else happened yesterday? Post game show. Josh was texting us to go golfing and went by himself. Which, listen,
yes, I did play golf.
I did that a lot last year.
I have a lot of good. There's so many things you can do by yourself that. You know, the first time you do it by yourself, it might feel weird, and then you just do it all the time. Like, go to the movies, go play golf. I played golf by myself for almost a full summer, and I would just go out and just meet whoever's there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, go get paired up with some random people, make some friends. It was great.
Playing alone is fun, but I was playing alone at a course I've only played at one other time. I've only played Delaware once. So
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the knowledge, the not knowing where everything was and like that part kind of like threw me off. But
you're making the case for you needed a four caddy for Delaware Park.
Yeah, yeah. Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah. Show you where to go.
Yeah, you need a tour guide when you're playing that course sometimes. Yeah. Just from one to two. It's something
yes,
tricky.
That's a little bit.
One to two.
It was busy yesterday, too. There was a lot of people out there, but it was a great time seeing the ball fly through the air like that. Just, oh.
I did have a little bit of regret, like walking into, we went to the Dome yesterday, so simulator golf, and it's 75 degrees out. And I'm walking like, just like turning around on the way out, like, we couldn't find a course somewhere that we could have done this. We would have run out of daylight the time we were going. So we played Pebble Beach instead.
That's nice.
Which is fine.
That's nice. I also played simulator golf yesterday in my league, but it was dark out. It's a league that goes at night. So
yep.
Thank goodness for the sim. It's almost golf season for us, for all of us. I mean, I guess it is golf season. Trying to get out there today, you might be able to. It's going to be kind of nice, although some rain in the afternoon. So you might actually not be able to. If you got out early enough, I think you might have a look at it.
Yeah, but it might be
dodge
tough.
Some raindrops.
Yeah.
And the weekend, it's going to rain. So yesterday was that glimpse. That was that 70 degrees. That was that, hey, here's what's coming. It was the trailer for the movie that you're really excited about. Because today the high is 60. And after today, the high for the next 10 days that I'm looking at is 49. And,
yikes.
40s, even one in the lows are 20s and 30s. So we're back into, warm winter.
It'll get
chilly spring.
There are snowflakes on multiple days that I'm looking at. That's probably just overnight, right? It's probably too warm during the day. Snow to rain, for instance, is the description on like next Saturday. Sometimes 10 days out, you just, those are not that accurate in the first place, but like snow to rain and all 40s through next week. So yesterday and then maybe today for getting the grill out or yard work, right? Because the next 10 days is like, good luck with any of that. Yeah. I mean, you could. It'd just be cold.
That's why I did it. I was if I can get this out of the way and bag some stuff in the lawn, a win-win. So anyway, good morning. We've got plenty coming up today. Carl Jones is going to join us at 7:30. We'll talk some Bills. We got a college basketball guest at 9 o'clock. Locked On College Basketball to talk about the tournament. Get you ready for today, which is chock full of games. I figured something out. Joe, sometimes my brain works in weird ways where I discover something that everybody probably already knew.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had 2 days of the tournament so far, and we've had two really dramatic games, two good games, right? Xavier came back and beat Texas, and then the night before, we've had two or three dramatic games. But the thing I was thinking yesterday was I was at the sim getting ready to play my night round, and Mount St. Mary's and who was it?
The American Eagles.
Yeah.
Last night.
It was a 15-point game in the early second half.
Yeah.
And it was at that time where I realized, the reason the Tuesday and Wednesday don't feel like the tournament is because the entire concept of the tournament today is, hey, the game you're watching is a blowout. Watch a different one.
Yeah, because there's three others on.
Yes.
At every time.
Three or four at the same time. Oh, this game stinks? You don't have to watch it. And built into the tournament is the opportunity to, hey, why don't you go find a game you like?
Right.
And when it's 15 points and you kind of don't care about the two teams and there's not another game, we can wait for the next one.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as cool.
Go ahead.
The tournament is Red Zone Channel. On Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Kind of. That's. Hey, you know what? Let's go here instead. Let's go watch this one. We've got drama over here. We've got the end of a half. We've got a team on a run.
Yep.
As opposed to just being stuck with, Jags-Titans 17-6 in the third quarter.
Do you watch their Red Zone channel? Their version of it? I think it's called Fast Break.
I do not.
Because
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, I end up, it existed for a couple of years, and I end up getting to it. If I'm only got one screen, there are a lot of times, like I'll go to a friend's house who's got six TVs that are set up. But if I got one screen, there is, it's on their streaming app. Like, I don't think there's a channel for it, but it's called Fast Break, and it's literally just their version of Red Zone. Like, they'll bounce to the game that's got more stakes at that moment. Like, if Louisville-Creighton, yeah, will this work out? How many games would there be in action? Louisville-Creighton's the first game at 12-15. By the end of it, if it's a 15-point game, I'll have at least Purdue High Point. That's one. I'll have Wisconsin-Montana, which starts at 1:30. I'll probably have the 2 o'clock game, right?
Yeah.
So I'll have three, and then maybe, no, it'll be over by 2:50. But I'll have three games. I'll have three games to choose from if that first game is not close.
There's always that window where the 6 o'clock news has to come on, right?
Yes.
And that's like the hour at the wedding where the bar closes. You're like, ugh.
Yeah. So Georgia-Gonzaga is 4:35, and then the next tip-off after that is Wolford and Tennessee at 6:50.
Yeah.
So that's a two-hour gap in the middle.
What's the one after that? So you might have like 20 minutes without basketball, maybe. That might overlap all the way.
How long are these games? Typically?
2 hours.
2 hours? Yeah, okay, so you're right. You might get 20 minutes, 30 minutes without it.
Meanwhile, you got to throw thoughts and prayers out to people that work in television for CBS, because your local, if you're working for CBS and you normally do the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock, you do the 11 o'clock news,
yeah,
you're going on at 12:30 some nights because of the way that the tournament goes.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, are those last games on... like True TV.
Oh, that's right. True TV. That's right.
Get ready for True TV. Impractical Joker ads coming through to your television for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And finding the channel, right? I don't have cable anymore, so it's easier for me. But yeah, a yearly occurrence was, what channel is True TV on again? Is it 83? It's different for people. I don't even know.
Yeah. Carl's coming up at 7:30. He's on channel 4. I you know, ask him about the challenges along the way. So the tournament starts today. That's great news. You know, we've got games all day, and whether you're betting on them, you got a pool, you're filling it out.
I still got to make my bracket picks.
One thing we did not do, and you know, this used to be a thing you talk about all the time, like the unwritten rules of filling out a bracket.
Yeah,
you can't, in good conscience, turn in a bracket with 4-1 seeds in the Final Four. If you do, just go home. Just forget about it, please.
Well, what's the limit on that? Okay, I can't have 4-1s. I would agree with that. You're going chalk, and you know, you're not in the spirit of the thing, right? If you pick 4-1s,
yeah.
But what if I pick 2-1s and 2-2s?
That's fine. I think there's the only no is don't pick all ones. If you do that. I don't know. There's something spirit of the game. It's like the Browns playing in a dome. It's just not right. It shouldn't happen. You could make a lot of smart cases for why you should do it, and I would tell you, you shouldn't do it. It's against the spirit of the game.
Well, the reason I'm thinking maybe you should do it is because what do you want to do? You want to differentiate a little bit, mm-hmm, and might you predict that nobody in your whole pool is going to go 4-1s?
No.
So if I do 4-1s, I might be the only one that did it.
People definitely do, and you don't want to be that person. That's what I would say.
I end up picking a 2 seed usually to win the whole thing, because then, like, I am picking one of the favorites, but I'm not the jerk to pick Duke to win the whole thing.
Yeah, my strategy has always been pick a team that's not a one, pick a team that's a 2 or a 3 or a 4, and go that way, because if you pick Duke to win in your office pool, and they do win, congratulations, you picked the winner, but you also have 37 other people that picked Duke, and it turns out that the tournament was decided, if you win it, based on Creighton-Louisville. And you go back and, let's see how I did in the first round, because it all comes down to tiebreakers or whatever. The score is going to be set apart by that. Whereas if you pick a 3 seed... you might be one of 2 people to pick that team, and if they win, you're going to win.
Yeah.
So that's long been my approach, is I don't pick ones, I'm picking a 2 or a 3, even though this tournament, it really is, I know, it's all about, like, at the top, I get that, but think about UConn, right? Like, UConn won not as a 1 seed.
That's right.
UConn was dominant not as a 1 seed, and if there's a team you like, I just like to go that way. Maybe it's not the right idea, the right approach now that we have betting in FanDuel. If you really just want to bet on, you know, a 6 seed to win the tournament, you could just do that as opposed to your office pool. But that's long been my thing, is I don't want to have to think about tiebreakers. I just want to know, if this team wins, I'm going to win my office pool. That's my plan.
Yep. Yeah, that, the only time I have ever won outright, the winner, is I was UConn. Although that would have been when they were an 8 seed or a 6 seed with Kemba Walker. That's over a decade ago. Or yeah. They were a lower seed than normal. Like, I don't think I would pick a seed that low anymore. Because how often does that happen? That a seed lower than like a 4 or 5 wins the whole thing. Like, it almost never happens, I don't think.
Yep. 803-0550 is our phone number. So enjoy the tournament today. You know, of course, we'll have plenty of coverage here on WGR tomorrow. Same thing, Saturday, Sunday, on to the Sweet 16 to see who makes it.
Yep.
It's a fun time, whether you're rooting for upsets or just exciting games and iconic finishes. Here we go. So we're off and running. I also have yet to fill out a bracket. I got to get on that today. I got time. We got time between the show. One other funny story. So lots of NFL stuff to get to. This morning, Joe and I were texting. I'm from home today, so, you know, as he's driving in, I text him. Josh, you'll appreciate this, too. I said, you know, anything you want to start with? Like, what are you thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I get a text back that, how do I want to say this? It was one word, and it was the name of a popular sporting goods company. How's that?
There you go.
Sporting goods. It's just one word, and it said that. And I thought, what?
Right.
What happened?
Yeah,
About 30 seconds went by, and I realized, oh, you mean Diggs.
Diggs.
You want to talk about Diggs to start. Okay.
Dang. Car, talk to text. Talk to text.
Talk to text is, you know, I think
usually more accurate than that.
Well,
maybe. Maybe not.
It gave me a good laugh. So anyway,
yeah.
Diggs. Because the report is that Diggs is up visiting New England. The Patriots desperately need receiver help,
mm-hmm.
and he could be joining the Patriots, which brought to mind one of the greatest moments in Diggs' lore, in Diggs' history.
Yes.
Where the Bills are winning in New England. I mean, he lit up the Patriots multiple times and lit up Jonathan Jones, the cornerback.
Yes.
He just lit him up a few times. But the best moment, maybe my favorite moment in Diggs' history here, was he scores the touchdown and he points to like 5 Patriots fans in a row,
mm-hmm.
and then tells them to
be quiet. Yeah.
It was a great moment.
Yeah.
And now he might be playing for the Patriots. So
yeah,
that'll be fun.
They are – this is totally predictable, right? They are so desperate.
They're desperate.
For a big-name receiver that they're going after Diggs now when even the report was like, he might not be ready for week one.
Yep.
So, okay. Like, but that's where New England is. And I don't know. If they lure him there, isn't that mostly going to be money? Like, they were willing to overpay on Godwin. Like, if I'm Diggs, why am I going to New England? I'm doing it probably because that's the spot that's going to overpay me. Because they'll overpay somebody, I would think.
They might give him a chance. I mean, he would have a role in helping a young quarterback establish himself. They just need help for Drake May, desperately. Really desperately need receiver help for Drake May. New England's been trying to get receivers since Diggs came to Buffalo. Remember, the story was that Brady wanted Diggs.
Yeah, in New England.
And they couldn't get it done. And he comes here instead. And, man, like, what a fork in the road that ended up being. So, sure, it's about money. It's about the opportunity to contribute. I mean, he's going to want to play and want targets once he's back, which I saw Matt Harmon of Reception Perception did the profile on Diggs last year in Houston. So, you know, we can say a lot of things about him. One thing he did not appear to be was washed. He was good last year. Mm-hmm. He wasn't, you know, prime, one of the top 3 receivers in football, but he was good for them and excellent on certain types of routes, good against man, good against zone. Harmon pointed out he won on the outside and in the slot. He was good at both.
Yep.
So the injury, of course, is going to throw a big red flag up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
If the speed was already starting to deteriorate a little bit, and like, I don't know what Harmon had on like his deep routes, but that was the one thing that did take a hit in his final year with the Bills.
Yeah.
Where like the 3 deepest routes, especially the go route and like that deep post, he went from being elite at to, I think his last year with the Bills, it was like average.
Yeah.
And maybe that happened again last year. And he did play more in the slot in Houston than he did ever with the Bills. So when I think of him off a torn ACL in New England, I'm thinking, okay, he'll be maybe what they're looking for, but what is that? That's going to be short stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be the Beasley route, the role that the Bills once had here, and some version of that is what he did in Houston last year, is maybe with less stuff on the outside and down the field even than we saw last season.
To me, it sounds like he might be Shakir without the yak a little bit. You know, like,
yeah.
He's never been a yak guy, and Shakir is obviously very good at that. But the places he goes, you mentioned the go route, that's his worst, and at Harmon's profile, that's his worst. And almost everything else is pretty good. It would open up the age-old question, would he get booed here? Not everybody gets booed.
No.
Some people get playfully booed. Some people get lustily booed. But
yeah.
If he were to sign with the Patriots, that means he's coming here for a game. Maybe he misses it because of injury. Who knows? But
yeah, it depends where the game would be or
right.
when it would be.
It was a breakup, mm-hmm. but he did not talk negatively. He did not throw gas on a fire.
No. Nope.
I mean, sometimes he said a couple things that people tried to turn into that, but really there was not that. And I don't know if he would be, you know, right. would there be a thank you video? He certainly would deserve a thank you video. Like, that's more of a NHL thing, I guess, because there are a lot of commercial breaks, but
yeah, it doesn't happen often. Football, maybe they put like a message up on the screen, but
yeah,
like a tribute video with highlights. I don't know. Did New England even do that for Brady when he came back? They probably
that's
did, didn't
good
they?
Question.
I don't remember. So I don't think you would get that. I think you probably just have he walks out on the field the first time, and I think he probably would get booed. I think he probably would get booed. If there was more time in between the breakup and him coming back, then maybe that would be different. If, mm-hmm. you know, his first stop back was in 2027 when he's, like, right at the end versus now if he's on the Patriots, by
Patriots
the way.
Patriots tough. That's right.
He's wearing that logo in those uniforms and he trots right. out on the field. Like, that's not helping his case for this. So maybe it'd probably be mixed, right? It was mixed when Eichel came back. But at the you know originally before he said what he said, like when his tribute video went up in the arena, it was mixed. So it would probably be mixed, I would think, for Diggs. He was, you know, it was kind of an ugly breakup, I guess you could say. But he was arguably the best receiver in Bills history while he was here. The level at which he played at has never been touched by a Bills receiver yep. in franchise history. No, there's never been a player in the franchise's history that was arguably the best at that position for a 5-year stretch, and he was. He had the most catches, most yards, like top 5 in touchdowns. Like everything was elite the whole time. Yeah. Well, not the whole time, I guess. The last 8 games weren't.
How ugly was it versus just Swift? It kind of spiraled and went wrong quickly, and there's probably, if anything else, or if nothing else, maybe resentment that this was amazing. How could you let it get bad? How
right.
could it happen so quickly that, you know, if you go back, it's, and you mentioned this to me, Damar Hamlin on a podcast talking about how when he was going through what he's going through, he's leaning on Diggs, and there's Diggs in Cincinnati going to the hospital, right? This really bad teammate. He's going to the hospital to try and check on Hamlin.
Yeah.
Like we thought the world of him, and that is week 16, 15 of that season.
Yeah.
And by the playoffs of that year, some, of course, many, were mad enough to want him gone. That fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was elusive in his answers.
Yep.
And then the next season, they go through some offensive struggles, fire their coordinator, and then they lose their way with him, and then it's gone. It really was. I mean, he didn't say bad things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff was cryptic. A lot of stuff was inferred. You still have Bills players that still
right.
talk well of him. It was so quick from top of the mountain to he doesn't want us anymore. He doesn't want to be a part of this. He wants to, you know, lob a grenade at this. How could that happen?
Right. Well, what's interesting about his, and like that's part of the cryptic stuff, versus like, so when I mention Eichel, When I say the thing he said after Vegas, most people know what that is. They know the exact comment. They know that he said that he had never heard the building as loud as it was that night. And he said it very sarcastically, whatever. Like, we know what that comment is. Diggs, it's just cryptic. Like, what's the specific things that he said? Yep. Right? It's more like there was a volume of all of that that makes it seem like, you know, it is as meaningful, but I can't remember him saying like one specific thing that came off the same way that I'm talking about with this Eichel comment from a couple of years ago.
He even went so far as to say, I'm not going to talk bad about somebody else to make somebody feel better when he was asked about Texans fans.
Right.
Like, he went out of his way to do that.
And I guess, it's been a little selective too, because remember the video of him after the Bills-Texans game and how all, like, there's Tyrell Shavers and Shakir and, you know, not even Dawkins. All these Bills are just, like,
hugging him
like he's their long-lost brother that they're, like, they're almost crying. Like, Shavers was almost in tears seeing Diggs again.
I feel like Taron Johnson was there.
Yeah.
Big hug.
But, and this is
Saran Neal, maybe? I forget who it was.
This is where the Diggs conversation ultimately turns to, is all that is nice. And there were videos of him coaching up, I think, one of the, Benford maybe too, as a rookie around that same time. But it's about him and Josh.
Yes.
It's about him and Josh. And if their greeting was more like that in Houston, and theirs was more like just a quick whatever, there was nothing to come of it either way.
Right.
But it wasn't what I'm talking about with these other players, where like big bear hug, long conversation. So that's kind of where it all ends up mattering, is I don't really care what his relationship was with all these other guys. What about with Josh? Because that's the thing that most people will always care about.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, his fracturing might have been, we just assume it had to be with Josh. It could have been with the coach. It could have been with a lot of people. But in that breakup, you know how it works. You have friends that are together. Sometimes you have to pick one. All right, who are we going with? Who are we lining up behind? In this case, like, you fought Josh, man. Like, it went sour with Josh, and that's that. End of story. You know, got to cut you out. With Eichel, he fought with the Sabres, and, well, Josh is more popular than the Sabres. No, I mean, whatever. They're both villains in their own way and for other reasons. But Diggs, New England, maybe. We'll see about that. 803-0550. Speaking of the division, I want to talk about it in depth like we have not before. I fully support the Lions' proposal to eliminate a home game for division winners, and I would like to start, as a society, really railing against the NFL divisions entirely. We got a break. But when we get back, here's your challenge. Think of something that requires less than winning an NFL division. You beat three teams, and you get to put a champs banner in your building. Congratulations. You finished ahead of three teams. Where else in sports is that? You can't win the American Athletic Conference. You can't win Section 6.
Right.
Where else can you beat three teams and call yourself champs, but the NFL? So I'm on board with the Lions' proposal. We'll dig into it. It would have been a different playoff structure last year. There are other proposals from the Lions on pass interference. Plenty to get to. So we'll do that. 803-0550. Happy Thursday. It's the nice day post-game show. And, you know, we'll talk about some football stuff.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Along the way, the Sabres in Utah tonight, the tournament underway. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
I don't want to get rid of the divisions in football. Let's keep them the way they are. Those rivalries are something that fans rally behind. That's something that teams, they look forward to playing rivals. Rivalries are good for sports. I would like to see teams with the best records kind of like be rewarded and not have teams that have better records than division winners have to go on the road. But, I mean, I don't know if you can have both. I don't know if you can have divisions and have division winners be rewarded for winning their division while at the same time penalizing them if their record isn't better than another team that didn't win their division. So just leave it the way it is, man. There's nothing wrong with the way the NFL is being run exactly right now.
It's Lewis Reddick. What if I were to tell him, I did not know this, by the way, until today. What if I were to, maybe a lot of you did, of course, by the way. I hung my Syracuse National Championship little mini banner on my microphone here.
Oh.
Yeah, 2003. Hey, listen, my team won a championship once. What if I were to tell Lewis Reddick, the NBA did this a decade ago.
With divisions?
Yep.
I don't know what their division format is, actually, off the top of my head.
You can win your division, and you do not get a higher seed because of it.
Right. Okay.
That's it. Okay. The NFL did, or the NBA did it. It's not hard to do.
Yeah.
Eliminate, just the seeding is different. You still get in the playoffs, but you don't get a guaranteed home game for winning your division. Yeah, that's it.
Right. Do they even make the playoffs automatically? They might not because, okay, so I'm looking at the NBA standings right now. Atlanta, the Atlanta Hawks lead the Southeast Division at 33-36.
Oh, that should be a playoff team, Joe, and they should host in the first round.
They right now would be, okay, they'd be a play-in team.
Look at that.
So if the play-in doesn't go well for them, I guess there is an outcome where there'd be 8 playoff teams in the first round and none of them would be from one of the divisions.
There you go. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. So the Lions have proposed this.
That the higher seed is who has the better record. Not, you won the NFC West this year, 8
yep.
wins. You get to host the 11 win, whoever.
Yep. You don't have to get rid of divisions. I mean, there's an argument to
tweak
it as it is. But you don't have to get rid of divisions. Everything's the same except, but the best records, we're going to determine best record. And seed is on best record. It's not hard. I absolutely support this change.
Yep.
An 8-9 team should host. Well, they won their division. What does that mean? What? They beat out three other obviously terrible teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are the Vikings last year finished 14-3.
Yeah.
They didn't win their division. Oh, okay. I guess they're not as good as the team that did. Wait, no. They beat out a lot more teams.
Right.
I mean, every way you slice it, the idea is you're supposed to reward teams for being good. And you win your division, and your division is a dog. I'm supposed to reward you for that? You're going to make the playoffs. Congratulations. You get in when normally you wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, the other thing you could do is you could, I mean, this would be a lot more drastic. Lewis Riddick would probably hate this one. Is just, let's just change up the divisions. Expand them.
Eight teams?
Yeah. Yeah, combine them. Two divisions per conference. And, okay, there you go. You get an automatic, well, it's that you're eliminating, most likely, the possibility that you'll ever have one of these. Seattle's got a home playoff game with 7 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Which has happened, by the way. That was the Beastquake game, I think. They had 7 wins. And the one we just saw where Minnesota's going on the road. So you would eliminate that because there would be almost no chance that it of an 8-team division that all 8 of them would be, you know, sub-500 or around 500. You'd probably have one great one, at least.
College football. Let's think about college football as it's completely being overhauled and redesigned.
Yeah.
If a division stuck and there were 4 teams, we would mock it relentlessly.
Yeah.
We would never, ever give it credence. Like, what? The Pac-12 has 4 teams. You can't give them an automatic berth. You can't give them a home playoff game.
Yeah.
They have 4 teams. And the NFL's entire structure is to just have 25% of the league wins its division.
Yeah. Like,
that's nuts to have it be that much. So I don't even think it's that drastic. And the Lions make this proposal despite not being affected by it, right? What would have happened is the way the playoff format was last year, the Rams ended up hosting the Vikings, who they did beat anyway. They beat the Vikings twice last year. So the Vikings had to go on the road instead of hosting as the Vikings would have been the 3 seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe behind, or maybe the 2 seed.
Oh, wait, no, they were playing for the 1, weren't they?
They were playing for the 1 going into the last week of the season, they did not get it, and because of that, they had to go on the road.
Right.
They were playing for the bye and had to go on the road in the playoffs instead.
Right.
So I just think the divisions, the point about rivalries, that sounds like that's Gary Bettman making the point that it's important to play rivalries. Okay.
Yeah.
Rivalries form organically, and anytime a league tries to step in and create them, I feel like I got a problem. I have to watch the Leafs and the Bruins play in the first round every year because the NHL has tried to manufacture these rivalries
mm-hmm.
by forcing the same division to play in the first round, and that stinks.
Isn't it work, though, in the NFL a lot better than it does in hockey? Like, the Bills playing, because there are only 3 teams in the division, playing Miami twice a year, every year, has made me care about Miami. And
right.
Versus if it was even if they well if they weren't in the division, it'd certainly be different. But even if it was a larger 8-team division, where all right, you know, scheduling, you probably would play that team only once a year. Maybe there'd be years where you wouldn't play them, where you wouldn't see them come to your building,
like more of a college format where Ohio State and Michigan play once a year and they alternate locations.
Yeah, and I probably wouldn't care about Miami. And now, like I do. Like, because you see them twice a year, and they are, because of the standings, there is so much on the line, even if it's dumb, for just 4 teams, you win it, and what that seems to mean, like, if Miami wins it, you know, that stings, I think, for most people.
Well, there's 2 elements to this. We'll get some calls in, 803-0550. There's just change the seeding, and then there should they change the divisions.
Right.
I mean, I realize it's not a fair point to make if to respond to say, you know, you say you care about Miami because they play twice. And again, this is a little bit, I don't know if cheeky is the word. I just mentioned Ohio State and Michigan. Do they not care about each other because they only play once?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really only get 1 crack at them, and think about the importance of it if you only play once. What if the NFL went to an AFC-NFC format? Now we've got 17 weeks. Play everybody in the conference once and 2 crossover games, and let's seed 1 through 7. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be radical, but
right. Now
what you would have, listen, the reason they probably don't want that is
it's a lot of unbalance in the conferences, right? Like, if you never, well, you almost never have two NFC games a year for every team in the AFC.
Well, what you would have, though, if you did that, is balanced schedules within the conference. As it is right now, the NFL loves to point to how often worst to first happens.
Yeah.
And why does that happen? Because every year, if you're a bad team, you play a significantly easier schedule than a first place team. It's why winning your division back, like the Bills have done four times in a row, it's hard to do because you're going to play the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Eagles. You're going to play all these tough teams.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are the Patriots, three common opponents are off the board and you're playing much easier games. So the NFL bakes in their worst to first formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good thing. Again, there are two different levels to this. I just want the seeding changed. And I don't think that's radical, and I don't think it's all that tough.
No, I think it's almost obvious. It's kind of weird to me that they've always had the opportunity for teams. It's not weird. I mean, they've tried to make the divisions valuable, right? Like,
yep.
It's about rivalry, but it's also you're going to get a home playoff game. And, like, that's the meaning of winning your division. And I agree with you that, like, it doesn't mean it's a measure of a good team. And to me, that's who should be getting the home games, the good teams.
The good teams.
Why would I want to, you know, encourage the idea that a lesser team is going to luck their way, go further into the playoffs? That's not good for competitive reasons even, right? Like,
right.
If I've got a middle-of-the-road division winner that gets to play at home, and that's going to give them some sort of benefit, and they squeak by a clearly better team, and now, okay, well, now my divisional round game isn't as interesting, I think. And he has a greater potential for a blowout.
803-0550. Rich, if you can hang with us, we're late. We've been yapping a lot. Sorry. We'll get a phone call on the other side. 803-0550. On the division proposal from Lions, and we should also get to the one for pass interference, automatic first downs. Lions have proposed that. The Packers are back after the tush push. It's rules proposal season in the NFL. 803-0550, your thoughts on that, your thought on Diggs to New England if that happens, and much more. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Sabres in Utah tonight.
Utah.
The Utah Utahns.
The Utah... Well, it's going to be mammoth, I bet.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Mm-hmm. The arena is one of the... Isn't the thing about their arena that there are seats that, like, don't see the whole ice? Remember this? There was a story about how, like, the upper deck, like, one whole side, you can't see one of the nets.
Hmm.
Because the arena wasn't built for hockey.
Right, basketball.
But they're supposed to be getting... Part of it, I think, is there's an arena coming for the Winter Olympics, the next Winter Olympics, and that arena is going to be both for the Olympics and then for you, the hockey team. I think I have that right.
Sam in the chat says, should have been the Utah Bighorns. I don't mind that.
Ooh.
That would have been good.
The Bighorns.
Yeah.
Batman, there was a more talk of New Orleans yesterday.
Okay.
As an expansion team. They're going to get to 35 in like 3 years. They've talked to Atlanta, Houston, and New Orleans all in like the last year.
Okay.
That's three more expansion teams.
Got to find a way to get the owners that don't make money checks for $50 million, right?
When your league doesn't see the level of growth that the other leagues do? Yeah.
Although they are about to jack the cap after seeing some growth and kind of getting back on track. We'll
see.
Anyway, happy tournament day. You know, maybe you're calling in. Maybe you're just watching from the office. I have not seen, usually, doesn't someone have that, hey, click this link when your boss walks by and you click it and it makes it look like you have a spreadsheet on your computer? They still have that?
Wait, what is this?
It used to be that you could stream the game,
yeah.
You're watching CBS, you're watching a quad box of games, and there would be a little link in the corner that said something along the lines of boss watch. And if your boss walks by and you're at your desk watching basketball games, you'd click that and open a separate window that just had the look of a spreadsheet and bar graphs and stuff. Like, oh, okay, yeah, you must be doing your work over
there. That was on the, like, official site?
Sure, I want to say, yeah.
Come on.
I think so.
Like, CBS offered that?
I think so.
No way.
The boss button.
The boss button?
Yeah.
Is anybody else familiar with this? The boss button?
Yeah, someone in the chat immediately wrote the boss button.
The boss button.
Yeah, here you go. The March Madness boss button, a discrete history. So, yeah, I mean, it used to be that you could just, the computer boss button, Roger Wagner, credited by several sources, inventing the boss button, and he did it in 1982.
1982.
The poor games were streaming, I guess.
I'm sure.
But 2006, not that long ago.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Now you're just like, I'm watching the games.
It, never hit it. Yeah. And it pulls up a spreadsheet. I mean, I could. This
or an email inbox.
Yeah. Something that looks like official work.
Yeah. 2013, Turner Sports took the lead. The first couple years took on the look of an email inbox. In 2013, the inbox became more interactive instead of just an image. Mm-hmm. You could click around different messages and folders on the page before heading back to the games.
Wow.
There's 2015. It's a spreadsheet.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Not bad. All right, Carl Jones on the Bills at 7:30. We'll talk more about these rules proposals from the NFL. And you're going to want to hear when we get back. Which Bills player has all of the draft needs nailed? Was on a podcast yesterday, asked what the Bills should do, and pretty much went perfect, no notes. We'll play that for you when we get back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.